right, here we are. Welcome to another module of training, deepening your connection to this very sacred work. And I hope that you're having fun so far. It is my intention that this work you are doing inside this course is in itself a sacred experience for you. The more you bring the sacred and the beauty of life into anything you do, this is how you teach other people to live sacred. Think about it. Sacred and scared. They have the same letters in those words. They're just used differently. So you could take a scary situation and turn it into a sacred experience. All you got to do is just change those letters around, change the placement, look at it in a different way. In this module, we're going to talk a lot about how do you do that? How do you make an experience sacred that might be scary for someone, might be difficult and uncomfortable? How do we alchemize or transmute the ugliness in life into something beautiful? We're going to talk about many ways to do that, and even the creation of this course has been that. It's always an unfolding. It's always a learning process for me to share any information. I'll be sharing about cadaver lab experiences and my first times touching dead bodies and how beautiful it was, how reverent, and it changed my life in so many ways to do that. In this module, I'll also be interviewing some shining luminaries in the funeral business, end-of-life support liaison for family professionals, shamanic practitioners that hold ceremony and crossover celebrants. So many people that are passionate about this work are finally coming together to be a community. That's what we're forming here. So I'm doing things a little bit different in this module. I want this to be the most fulfilling, potent experience for you. When you open up that computer or phone, however you access this content, and you spend time with me, I want it to be the most enriching experience you can have. And I don't want it to feel like old paradigm schoolwork where you have to do your homework. That is not what this is about. This is something way multidimensional. So I did not create this coursework for you to visit one time. I want you to come back in here and be with me and spend time with these wise teachers that I have brought before you. Let them enrich your practice, your professional experience. Let the words of advice from their careers penetrate you deeply more than once. Listen to these interviews and videos. And at this point in the coursework, I received an angel to come help me to film content, because one thing that I desired was not just to have Zoom quality video for you. So I do have some Zoom video when I do interviews with people. That it's like bringing a guest teacher into the classroom. That's fine. But for this first go around, where we had this unique opportunity where a small group of special people gathered together, I really want to bring you into that experience and show you just how deep we go. Because we can do that no matter where we are. You can revisit this course content and you can check back in and see how it's unfolding in your life. So with these first interviews I'm going to share with you here, I'm going to give you my favorite takeaway moments from each one of them. With the nation's top funeral director of the year in the entire United States, 2017, funeral director of the year, Danny Jefferson, my favorite takeaway moment of that interview is when I asked him how on earth he could leave Christmas morning, leave his family, go pick up the body of someone who had passed away, console the family, and then insert back into his family dynamic and back to being dad and husband and opening presents. And his answer was quite profound to me. He said, well, everyone has to really learn and understand how their head and heart works and how they go back and forth between their head and their heart. He said, I can't tell anybody else how to do that. You have to learn that. What powerful advice I feel like that is for the work that we are doing here. And with Del Stacy, my Reiki, Huna, and shamanism teacher, that I just love him so much, as you can see the connection with us in the interview. My favorite takeaway moment from that conversation was when I asked him, how do you help people when they're nervous, when they don't feel like maybe they're good enough to do this? Do I know enough? Have I practiced enough? Am I worthy? Can I step up to the plate here and meet the challenge of being a celebrant at a funeral or being a death doula in the throes of it, in the thick of the stress and the trauma and the emotions? Can I do it? What he said, it just rocked my world, really. He said, remember why you're doing it. If you feel like you don't have the confidence, if you start to feel nervous, if you start to feel stage fright to hold sacred ceremony, remember why you're doing it. Love. If you bring yourself back to your heart once again, get out of your head, just like Danny shared in a different way. Get into your heart space and draw on your why. Why are you doing this work in the first place? Is it to be perfect, to be admired, to be recognized? You're doing it out of love. You don't have to be perfect. I love that. I love that whole interview. And with Deborah Parker, the family liaison for All Souls Natural Burial Ground, I love when she shared with me about her own end-of-life plan and that she has an end-of-life committee. And not too long ago, she gathered together 11 women that are a part of her end-of-life plan committee. These are the people who will take care of everything when she herself transitions. She had a meeting. She showed them everything she wants. She showed them the shroud of cloth that she wants to be buried in. That was something of her mother's. Beautiful, beautiful. She laid out every detail. How loving for the people who are going to be left in charge of taking care of our final wishes. How loving and organized she is. And she helps families get to that place. And she educates people before they're in need of having these skills and these skill sets and these empowering know-how, understanding concepts of what's possible. A lot of people, I think, just don't even know what's possible and what's legal and how much power they actually have if they just know what to do at the end of life. that's her biggest passion, is educating the families beforehand so that they can have a plan. And so that, once again, you can bring the beauty. You can bring the beauty back to the experience. I really enjoyed interviewing her and just to have her come and show us how she teaches people how to prepare a body. What valuable practical information to have. So enjoy the interviews. Enjoy the smaller snippets of class time where I'm going to interject my extra 2 cents on certain things that happen in class, because the class is just an alive, in-process experience, and it just unfolds so beautifully, not in a programmed, planned out way. And so then I can interject other little bits of teaching that I want to along the way. Enjoy the module, and I hope you're just deepening your own clarity and peace on your own end of life plan as you go.